We're Alive is brought to you by...
When Dad wandered off, I was so frightened what would happen. When we found him, he had no idea where he was or how he had gotten there. I'm so glad he's got an angel inside.
Angel is a subdermal implant tag used to track via a small GPS transmitter embedded in a chip about the size of a grain of rice. The chip is implanted in the arm and uses residual biokinetic energy to keep an indefinite charge. It requires no maintenance or modifications to the chip itself.
Because walking home alone at night doesn't mean you have to be afraid. I'm glad to have an angel inside.
When your life and the lives of those you love are on the line, isn't it good to know there's an angel inside?
Dialed In, a new audio series from Oral Stage Studios, premiering July 6th at oralstage.com and radiodramarevival.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 31. Family Ties. Part 3 of 3.
No, this is the marshal's office. The police station I was talking about is right through there. Direct shot from the roof, you can watch the front of the colony.
You sure this place is secure? What if someone else is in there?
No one came after they emptied it of supplies. Fernando and I were the only ones who ever returned.
Why? To make out?
Ah, screw you. You played a hooky a few times. Should be some of the stash left over.
All right, we need to move quick. I want to set up the surveillance equipment soon.
All right, there's a 5-minute window at 7 when they switch out the guardians. That's if they haven't changed the routines.
So we can get the first two cameras up at least.
We might just want to work on getting one on the roof of the police station.
Exactly. I'd rather go slow than risk being seen.
It might take time if we only set up these when they're changing guards.
Time we have. I want this done right. Even after we set up enough of these systems, it'll still take longer to find out these people's weaknesses.
But Lizzie's right there.
Hey. Just listen to CJ, okay? I know you're anxious, but you gotta trust her.
I know, I just...
Yeah, we know. Calm the fuck down and take my lead. Can you see? We got a clear path? Vic?
Looks like it. I mean, as long as we can cut across the side there, I don't think they'll see us.
You sure?
They won't.
What about inside the station? We gotta worry about them seeing the lights?
No, it's all barricaded up and secured. There's a key under the brick by the back door of this place.
We'll be exposed to the things out there. But we use any firearms and we're done. We must be quiet.
I got that covered. I got my knife. Might be able to take down one if we have to. What?
With that thing?
Done it before.
Just get behind me, okay?
Why? What do you got?
Here it is.
Damn. Way to make him feel inadequate.
Whatever. You know how to use that thing?
Let's hope you never have to find out.
What? That some ancestral sword you got trained on?
Katanas are Japanese. I'm Chinese, you ass. I just know how to use it.
Hey, can I see that?
Not now. We need to get moving. Hand me those lab goggles.
Here, you need those?
Trust me, it can get messy.
You've used it before?
Several times. It's all I had in my apartment originally. Now come on.
Learn new shit every day.
Vic, is it clear?
Yeah, I see nada. Head down the back. We're right behind you. Saul, grab the bag.
Not that I don't trust you. And it's not the size, it's how you use it.
Well, you got neither.
Children!
Still clear. Move toward the back door.
All right, where's the key?
Right here. Move, I got it. Got it, get in.
The one by the tree. It sees us.
Who cares? We're in.
We don't need banging on the door.
I got cologne for that. You don't have to.
Damn her.
So, not you two.
How you use it.
It's just a thick bone, not my fault. Should we move them?
Others will come by and take them. Just move. Open up.
What's that smell?
You done now? Get in here and don't touch anything.
What did you do? What is that god-awful smell?
Victor's cologne theory. Thinks that it wards them off.
More like covers our tracks, or it works most of the time.
You never noticed? He does it all the... Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. You never go out with us.
Whatever, as long as it works.
What do you do with the bodies?
We left them for the zombie cleanup crew.
Dude, that's in L.A., man. We don't have that shit here. Might be weird if someone finds one of those things cut in half.
We'll hide the bodies later. I just want to get what's left of them off of me.
Well, I had some water down here. It should still be good.
I'm not that bad. I just got a little on me. Nothing to worry about. I'll just change my shirt.
We got about 2 hours before the Guardian's tree shifts. Enough time to clean and change. Don't take risks, Saul.
Yeah, sure. Fine, crazy katana chick.
Over here.
What'd you do here again? Skip out on work?
Yeah, something like that.
The large main room of the police station used to be covered in cubicles, but now they were all broken down and pushed up against the walls and windows, except for two that were at opposite ends. Off to the side were two cots, several trunks, and 10 gallons of water.
What the hell did you do in here?
Fernando and I would go a couple rounds.
So you were fooling around, watching movies about, what, gladiators and strong guys, huh?
No, playing football, you know, soccer. Look.
It was a mesmerizing love story about two men hiding in their getaway. Romeo and Romeo.
You know, I'd throw this shit at your head if you didn't have that zombie blood on you.
Oh, Fernando. You came and you saw me without shooting. And you took me away for some soccer.
That is some terrible singing. You mind if I use some of that water?
Yeah, there's some towels in the chest there.
All right, I might use a lot. I'm pretty drenched.
No, it's okay, I know where to get some more. Just be careful. I mean, you got no scratches, right?
No.
Cuts?
No. I got nothing. I'm good. I'll be careful.
Let's go to our secret place, Fernando.
Would you give it up already?
Hey, I'm not the one hiding in some building, playing with my buddy's balls.
You're an ass, dude. Just because you don't know a damn thing about the game.
You put a ball in a goal. What else is there to know? What are you doing?
There's rooms in the back if you need a change.
What? Why? Ah, shit, soaked through.
So, is she gonna take... Oh, she did.
I got nothing you ain't seen before.
Not in a long time we haven't.
All right. The staring's getting old.
What'd you expect us to do?
I don't know. Keep talking?
Yeah, right. You whip those out and it's all over.
All right, well, then get your fill, because I'm done. Now it's your turn.
Shit, no. Nah, I'm gonna change my shirt, but I'm gonna go in the back.
My shirt's back on. You can stop staring. Focus. How do we get to the roof?
The what?
God damn it. I'll find it myself. But not without this.
Yeah. Go down the hall there, and all the other entrances should still be sealed.
Man! She did that shit on purpose. Showing off.
I can still see them, man. It's like they're burning my brain.
Ugh. Lizzie. Lizzie? Lizzie, Lizzie, Lizzie. Her hot body. Oh. Yes, and her other stuff. All right. Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good. Whew.
Dude, she's playing mind games.
Just gotta think about somebody else, okay? That's just what I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it. My dead wife, that'll get it out.
Man, I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't mean that. That was the ex, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Took a while to get over her?
No, not so much.
Really?
Yeah, she was a bitch.
Well, damn, man, I'm sorry, but you never talk about her.
Yeah, because she was a real bitch.
Any reason why?
She was like Frodo, man. The ring went on, evil came out.
I found a good spot to set up the generator from the van. We can grab it later.
No need. I got one in the corner. Small, but it'll work. We used it to run our lights and speakers for the night games.
Ah, midnight serenades.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Save it. We still have a lot to get done before the Guardian switch. We need to get to work.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna skip past the boring stuff. We set up the first camera the morning we got there. The next one went up the day after on the building next to us. CJ and Victor made some fake brick boxes and other crap to hide the cameras in. I thought the best one was an old Cheetos bag. That was pretty cool. The remaining six we set up were wireless. Apparently before we left, CJ had Glenn make some wireless units, ones that ran on batteries. She repurposed some of the cameras she had set up at the tower, but bad side to those, we had to swap out power every 2 days, and sometimes they'd be off for a while before we got to them. Yeah, you kinda get where I'm going with this. We were there for like a week gathering up info and writing it down. It was like the old guard room, but 10 times worse. Day after day, same old thing. We kept asking what the plan was, but CJ kept skating around it. That is, until someone just couldn't take it anymore. And honestly, I was surprised it wasn't me that cracked first.
"10:45. Guardian pissing off the rail. Really interesting stuff here.
Write it down. Write everything down.
Oh, I wrote it down. Right there, just like everything else.
Cool it, Vic. Maybe you need a break. You want to go another round of soccer? I'm still up by 12.
The same damn thing over and over. I'm sick of being here. Alright, the hands are more likely dead by now.
You want to swap out the battery on number 5 tonight? That'll let you get out. And your hands are taken care of. Pete and Glenn are following my schedule. The livestock is fine.
How long are you going to keep this up? What is it you're looking for?
A hole.
Yeah, and what if there isn't one?
You still trust me to do this?
Look, I don't even know if this is possible. They check everyone going in and out. Everything is inspected at the big door. Full strip searches. I don't see a way.
That's why I'm here.
You ain't found shit!
There's one hole I see, but I'm not entirely sure of it yet.
You have? When were you going to share that?
Not until I was certain.
All right. How are you going to get in? I've read everything. Hell, I wrote it and I still see nothing. I'm not fucking stupid. You could just be making it up.
And here I was thinking that you would be the best suited to go in there on your own.
Oh, no. Excuse me, I think you want the best trained soldier in there.
Not exactly what I had in mind. He knows a place and everything inside.
But he's been there before. People will recognize him. It's not that big of a place, and I don't think they liked him either.
I'm betting he can blend in. You and I would stick out like a sore thumb, not knowing where to go and hide, and you might be compromised, especially if she sees you. Lizzie's never seen him before.
There's still the matter of getting in there, and there's nothing here that gives us a way in. What more do you expect to find?
I think you're right. We learned about as much as we can from the outside, which is why it might be a good time for you to get in there.
And do what?
You notice something from watching these people? Something different from when you were there? You yourself have made a few notes.
What? They hate being here as much as I do?
And all of this after the prisoners took over. And you can identify their guardians, the lookouts, right?
Yeah, they're all the same. We've only seen one or two people that are new.
Out of how many?
Maybe 25.
All right, so two out of 25. So what, 10%? And we've seen very few scavengers and scouts come and go you didn't know. So let's say there's still 90% of the old people still in there.
Then that's a lot of pissed off people.
Exactly. They're using the conquered colony members to augment their strength. We can flip that. They just need the right motivation and supplies.
The guns in the van.
So not a snatch and grab. How long you had this idea? You had to have some clue to bring that shit. Why didn't you tell us any of this?
I had ideas. A lot that didn't pan out. You want me to tell you all of them? I had to feel this out. And like I was saying, this is still only an idea, not a plan. There's still a few pieces missing.
Yeah, like how to get in.
I think I have that part figured out.
Uh-oh. What?
How long do you think you can hold your breath?
Due to the live performance, We're Alive will return August 6th. We're Alive will be performing live and in the flesh July 27th at the Assistance League Theater in Los Angeles. For details on the event and advanced ticket sales, visit www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk,
and
Constance Parn.
I'm Michael Swan.
Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.